Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. So now that the year is ending and we're facing a new chapter, a brand new year, I know I've been away from the podcast for almost the whole year. So I kind of want this to be like a little catch up as well. And basically the topic here is what I've applied throughout the whole year. And you've been hearing me say this a lot, right? Abundance mindset, especially with planning the wedding. Yes. Okay, listen to the previous episode if you haven't yet. It's all about wedding planning and our tips. But yeah, right now I want to focus on this because I personally have been interested in topics like this, you know, how to live a better life, manifest your best life ever. I personally am the target market for yung mga self-help books and movies and shows like this. And it's great. I didn't want to share anything without applying it myself first. And now that I have basically tested it for the whole year and I've seen results, I want to share it, pass on the love and the knowledge with you guys also. Or it's mostly kind of like a lifestyle, actually. So these are basically 5 tips on how to apply an abundance mindset. And my hubby here, over here, doesn't know the things I'm about to say yet. So he's listening with fresh ears also, right?
Correct.
Okay. And just, I don't know, react to it. Number one is so important. And it is basically your anchor for this. And you have to have pure intentions. That is number one always. So, you know, in order to have abundance in your life, abundance means blessings, diba? So for you to be blessed by God, you have to make sure that you have good intentions and a pure heart. Everything else will follow. Well, not just that. It has to be backed up by action. So that is basically tip number 2, which is to have assertive actions. So, syempre, parang in Tagalog, diba? Nasa Diyos ang awa, pero nasa tao ang gawa. So,
correct.
You personally, I admire you for being super masipag, right? And even like this whole setup is his setup. Galing, when he puts his mind to something, he makes sure that he backs it up with actual like work and actions, which sometimes I've said this before and I know this also. I'm not making it as an excuse, but minsan ako, I lack follow through. I have so many ideas, but I need the actions more. And now that I'm aware of it, I've been more assertive with my actions too. I'm not blaming it also on my natal charts. I feel like it's more awareness lang, which I think deserves another episode, right? We've been talking about zodiacs a lot the whole year.
Correct.
Too. So just for context, I'm an Aries sun, Libra moon, which I feel like din nanggagaling yung me wanting balance, and a Capricorn rising, which means, and about Capricorns, usually hardworking. So people see me as like all work. And yeah, you naman, what are your top 3? Do you remember? You're a Sag, Sagittarius moon.
Correct.
Your inner self is?
No, I'm not a Sag moon.
Oh, no, Sag sun. Sorry, Sag, sorry. Sag yeah. sun. Your moon is?
Gemini.
Oh, yeah. Kidding. So very multifaceted. And I know, surprise. Surprising.
Yeah.
Surprise. And then the third is your rising is also Capricorn. You're Sagittarius also.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, basically, you need to back it up by action. Everything, you know, you can't just wait for opportunities to land on you, diba? Don't be don't be annoying na mapagpilit, diba? But, you know, make sure you're taking the actions that are, you know, that will lead you towards your goal or your dream, diba? Whether it's in whatever field, right?
Correct.
You have abundant resources with the age of the internet now. You can research your way to the top. So again, knowledge is power, but it's only potential power. You have to apply it for it to be powerful, and you need actions for that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so don't wait too long, diba? Okay, tip number 3 is to always have a positive mind anchored in faith. So alam kong nauso yung like the lulu is the salulu in a way. It is fun to think that way. And I think it's also comforting to always have like a bubble. But delusion to a certain point, it's great to be aware of what's happening so you can, you know, focus on the solutions towards the problem or situation at hand, di ba? Every time there's like a problem that arises, I'm not saying that it was always a great year. Of course, it's been a great year full of milestones, right? Career mm-hmm. milestones. Just check my Instagram page to see what we've been up to, right? It's been so full that we're so tired, but we couldn't be more grateful, right?
Correct.
So both professionally and personally. So this was the year na naging GMA Sparkle Artist ako and also like signed with like big brands also. Now I'm with Ivy as well. And also, you know, with that whole Bacolod Music Festival thing, that was so fun, right? And like mm-hmm. opportunities with Netflix, being able to work with Chris Hemsworth from Hollywood to about the local scene. I'm just so grateful for every opportunity. And it's not without its challenges, but whenever there's a challenge, always have a positive mindset. Do not focus on the problem, focus on the solution and make everything positive. Don't take it personally. Don't let it make your heart be sad or heavy, diba? Like one of the reasons why our relationship worked so far is because I feel like we're great at, you know, being each other's anchors whenever we feel bothered or tired or when there's a problem. But we're just, we do our best to be positive, diba? Mm-hmm. We're like a happy couple in that sense.
Correct.
Right. And not just that, I mentioned it has to be anchored in faith. Everything is from God, diba? Through God, because of Him and for Him. So if it's for you, it will come easily for you. And sometimes there's just divine timing. Actually, not sometimes, all the time. You just have to wait for divine timing. There mm-hmm. has to be a lesson learned, diba? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Or, right? But they're there to refine your character and for you to be an inspiration to others as well. I saw this quote before. It says, this mountain was assigned to you so you know, or so you can show everyone that it could be moved. Isn't that so amazing?
Yes.
Right? Okay. And yeah, last two tips. I think I already mentioned it in passing. Trust divine timing. Again, divine timing and patience always. You have to be patient and just, it will come, you know? It will come. Your blessings will come. The abundance will come. Just wait for it, okay? And keep the faith. And lastly, it is to be surrounded by positive external factors. So I know, like, napapansin ko talaga when I'm watching something like horrific or suspense, parang bakit mas nagiging or dramatic. Parang feeling ko yung real world ko na ma-manifest in the real world. So let's stick to rom-coms, comedy, you know, great music, diba? Surround yourself with people who are your cheerleaders. Yeah, can you input anything else on this? I mean, you personally, right?
Mm-hmm. Which part?
Like surrounding yourself with good influence.
Yeah,
and positivity.
The people you go around with will eventually infect you. So
infect you also.
So it will infect you with positivity or negativity.
Yeah.
So if you keep going around with negative vibes, then eventually that will actually lead to your negative environment, which leads to a negative mindset, which leads to
a negative heart,
negative results.
Yeah.
So if you want positive results, be with positive people.
Yes.
And if you see someone's toxic, maybe you can distance yourself and align yourself better with more positive people. So that's
yes.
what I say, because wealth is a mindset. So a
yes.
lot of poor people are poor because of their mindset, and a lot of people who have succeeded are because of their mindset. So it's not because they inherited or they were destined to be poor or successful, but because of the mindset they chose in life.
Yeah.
So that's what leads to success.
Yes, abundance mindset, diba?
Mm-hmm.
It you also have to surround yourself talaga with, you know, quality people. That's also one of the things I prayed for this year, to have like a great set of friends, which I'm grateful for. Hey girls, you know who you are, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, and if you look at the global statistics, more than 85% of successful people are successful because of their own, of their own achievements.
Yeah.
Only 15% or less have been successful mm-hmm. because they were privileged to have a father who achieved something or parents who have inherited them something. So what happens to majority of these people that inherited either a last name or money or reputation? A lot of them have, squandered it off or not really done anything with the things that they inherited, but those that had nothing are the 85% of successful people. When I say success, not just wealth, but we're talking of careers.
Yeah.
We're talking of the directions they take in life. So 85% of success is basically self-achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. If you have the right mindset, you will be abundant.
I love that. And yeah, in all aspects, diba, career-wise. And like even on a personal note, this was also the year where we were blessed with, well, my sister gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Shout out to Kaden. You know, things like that. Like it really applies not just professionally, but also personally. Just keep, you know, visualizing also. Pray your prayers. Be specific with your prayers, right? Prayers are so important. Like, no one prays as much as you do.
Exactly.
Na affect talaga. And yeah, it's great that you surround yourself with prayerful people also who remind you that it is up to God at the end of the day. And yeah, just keep working hard, working smart, and be specific also with what you want so you know how to specifically achieve it and the steps for you to, you know, manifest it in your life also. Be it like having a vision board, making it your wallpaper, diba?
Exactly.
Yeah, every little thing counts. And I hope that this encourages you to have a more positive mindset. Na kasi ngayon, diba, sa Pilipinas, sana all.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit naman? Lahat tayo pwede, diba? Lahat talaga tayo pwede. So I want to encourage you guys. Hindi lang to para sa mga may kaya. This is literally for everybody. Everybody can achieve an abundant life. Just have faith and back it up by actions. And huwag tayong tatama rin.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so yeah, moving forward, I think my theme of the year also is to create more. Just, I guess I was inspired by the wedding na may mga little opportunities ako to reignite my creative side. So I want to create more, be it for content or just maybe art even. How about you? What's your theme of the year?
Well, one of the things that I would like to say is inspiration.
Okay.
So I'd like to inspire more people to become better and become you know, more than what they think they can be. So a lot of people believe that they were destined to be this way because they
were born in
the situation, but they're not actually thinking that, hey, look at global statistics of successful people. They're
as a data guy.
Self-achieved. So what does self-achieved mean? That means you had the right mindset to do things, to make things happen. So even if you look at the biggest companies today, a lot of them came from, you know, humble beginnings. As in, when I say humble beginnings, their families were normal people and they became like the top of the, you know, corporate ladder, whether CEOs or companies succeeded or even careers in showbiz or whatever careers that you could think of. A lot of them have, you know, successfully achieved a lot of things just by their self-achievement. So a lot of these artistas today, some of them were even discovered because they were seen on social media. So they didn't go through the usual rigmarole of having kakilala, of going through the ranks or, you know, doing favors for people in the industry. But they went through, you know, the natural discovery.
They worked hard for it also.
Yeah, so because of that, they were able to become somebody and they didn't have parents who were like, dating artista kasi yung mga iba sinasabi hindi kasi anak siya ng artista kaya siya naging
artista.
Or parang
sana naging anak ni na lang ako, di ba?
So, what about yung sinasabi mong anak ni, yung ni, yung tatay nun, paano siya naging ano? Sikat, di ba? They also had their own self-achievement.
Yeah.
So, that's majority of how you can get to somewhere.
Yes. And everybody is worthy of success. Mm. You know, I guess also with the abundance mindset, we are all children of God. And I think that, one of the main materials also I've been reading is Law of Divine Compensation is the book that I've read. And it just says, it's so amazing, so many quotes there. And one of the things is that, you know, we are all children of God. And, you know, we have an abundant God who always provides for us. And we shouldn't think selfishly na or mainggit din sa blessings ng iba. Who are we to be inggit and block the blessings of others from God, diba? God is so abundant. That there's so many blessings for everybody. Hindi tayo magkukulang. Hindi siya magkukulang. And basically, yeah, that's it. I hope this encourages you to always not limit yourself. Diba? Na hindi lang ako, pang dito lang ako, or hanggang dito lang ako, hanggang eto lang kaya ko. And you can always reinvent yourself. So yeah, I hope you get excited with a brand new year as well. And I hope you enjoyed this. Many more content like this on the way. Oh, also like it could be as specific as music. I've been listening to like I'm a lucky girl, I do lucky things to a point na parang chanting it na and it feels great. Oh, and also working out. You guys already know. Happy hormones, they help you, they equip you with more mental clarity and eating better, right? Keto rice. Taren.
Yes,
always nagbabaon ng keto rice.
Yes, so you have to set goals in your life, whether it's losing weight or getting
more fit, yeah.
Getting better at a certain skill. Yeah. You have to set the goal and how you will get to that goal. So once you know it clearly, you follow it, then you will see you have little goals achieving success. So like even others, they've already given up on, you know, their weight. They say they're destined to be fat. Nobody's destined to be fat. Nobody's born fat.
No, there's no such thing as big boned even.
Yeah. So it's a choice. It's a choice. So if you choose to be healthy, then do the steps to be healthy. Take a diet. Yeah. Do some workout. Because too much fat or obesity also increases your age faster because it damages your DNA. Mm-hmm. So it's also best to have a healthy lifestyle. Yeah. So every achievement is something that is from willpower alone. So your willpower, your will to do a goal, your will to achieve.
Yes.
Yes.
And everything is connected. That's why we're talking about fitness also, because it really, it's a lifestyle. That's why I was saying earlier on, it's a lifestyle. You have to make it habitual, and it has to be a conscious and active choice that you are happy with. Not yung para, oh, I have to do this. You have to do it happily. That's also the goal. Dapat lagi kang kilig. Kasi, you know, you're kind of awaiting that gifts, those gifts from God. Diba? Hopeful, not entitled.
Yes, that's correct.
So yeah, that is it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Many more to come. If you're listening via the podcast, please rate us 5 stars. Thank you so much. Rise up with Janina Chan. Rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. If you're listening via and watching via YouTube, please subscribe. And of course, on Facebook, follow and share. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.